tale of two kings, two friends of golden thrones. Crowned with honor, these legends sail into battle, they prevail. This is the tale
of
two
kings,
two friends of golden thrones.
It's my friend told me, but I don't remember. She's getting like, she's not getting a, she's getting a little bit, I think.
Met one lavish day, the dawn of splendid amity and cordial display of talk and entertainment.
Oh shit, that's funny.
To the world they bring.
Good for him, man. He's getting 15 mil. Shit. 10 mils. And 5 million damages. Jury also awarded her 2 million. Depp sued her for 50 million.
Oh,
shit. Why the fuck was it in Virginia? He's not, he's from fucking Kentucky.
To lead the masses to victory,
yeah.
And keep listeners in
Owensburg, Kentucky.
And in the heart of triumph, the best.
We need to get Lionheart back on here.
The mighty alliance of two great kings and their
golden
thrones.
No. What?
This is the tale of two kings.
Oh shit.
And
the what you call it? Server. Yeah, he's probably mad at me because I left it. I was like, I'm done. I don't have time for it. Especially with this new shit. I'm not gonna have any time.
This is the tale of two kings, two friends of golden thrones. Crowned with honor, these legends sail into battle.
Are you alive right now?
This is the tale of two kings, two friends of golden thrones. Crowned with honor, these legends sail into battle, they prevail.
Oh, beautiful for heroes.
You see, Cops is coming back on Fox.
Oh, yeah.
I'm excited. That's not.
Who more than self their country loved? And
mm-hmm.
More than life.
We are live.
What's up? What's in our stream right now?
Huh?
So I'm watching our stream right now. I don't know if it. All right. I was thinking if it caught us talking over. I don't think it did.
Oh, I think I wasn't. It wasn't muted.
It wasn't. Oh my god, bro!
Wait, could you hear us this time?
I don't know. I didn't pay attention. Dude, that background looks sick.
Oh, I fucked up.
You gonna play it again?
Yes.
Yeah, all right. Pause. Mute us.
Where are you?
Be right back. Cut. Yeah, just an intro video.
Beautiful for heroes proved in
for editor purposes.
Who more than self their country loved and more than
okay, now we're live.
What's up, everybody? Sorry about that. Little, you know,
purposes.
Editing purposes.
So as you can tell by the video and the background change.
We're back to blue. The blue is backed by these two guys. We'll say, going in this line of work, even before the line of work, obviously, you know, back in the blue. Hopefully here soon in the next, 2 weeks, then silver line, or then gray line. Pretty excited.
You'd still be blue line?
Yeah. I'm on the flag, it's silver.
Yeah, but you'd still
be. They have a CO. Oh. Yeah. It's essentially the same thing, I know. Dude, I want to get a blue line tattoo so bad. I may do it. What do you have to say on that then blue line?
I mean, you already have.
Obviously, you know. Okay, obviously, you know, we back it. And if you don't back the blue, then you can.
Oh, fuck. Hold up.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. You could oh, fuck off.
Nope, it's trying to open a different game. That's not what opened. Close that shit.
Oh.
Oh.
It's
not what I wanted to open.
But yeah, shout out to all of our Thin Blue Line family.
Yeah.
All of our. Oh, there it is. All of our. Yeah, it was loud as fuck. I heard like the first 2 seconds of it. All of our. What do you call it? First responders, dispatch. Everybody, shout out to you guys. Love you. Shout out. You have anything to add?
If I ever see someone fighting with a cop on the side of the road,
beat your ass.
I'm gonna fuck you up.
Same.
I'm jumping out. I'm slamming that car in park. I'm getting out and I'm going to beat your ass on the side of the road.
Beat your ass. So, with that said, moving on. Let's talk about, you know what? Let's go ahead and rant. I feel ranty right now. This is about to be juicy. About to be good. You gotta wanna clip this. So, texting you, what was it, last night? Mm-hmm. Last night, right? I'm not gonna mention my buddy's name in case he does watch this, but you know who you are. Let me look at the camera. Let me get close to it. Yeah, clip that. We need a sound that says clip that. Please go find one. So, my buddy,
You rant, I'm gonna listen to it.
Okay, I'm gonna let rant. My buddy, we've been talking on and off since, I think 2013. We met at a conference in Georgia. And, you know, we hit it off, exchanged phone number, whatever. Him and I have been talking for a while now. We go through a month or two of not talking, and then we get back into it, you know, catch up, whatever. But every time, we're wanting to talk or wanting to watch shows together or whatever, like something always comes up. So last night he said he was talking to his best friend or whatever, and he's like, gonna give me what, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, whatever, and then I'll call you. So the 20, 30 minutes goes past and still doesn't call. So I'm like, you know what, I'm literally like sitting in my living room. Oh shit, that was loud. He does this thing where, like, I fucking hate FaceTime, dude. I don't mind this. It's different. I don't know. I guess it's the same thing. But he wants to FaceTime and watch a show, like, in real time. I'm like, I'd rather not. Like, fucking hate FaceTime. Right. Even when I was dating my wife, we did FaceTime, like, very minimally. It was more text. Or, we really didn't talk on the phone. It was more text than anything. But I'm sitting, like, on my couch waiting for him to call or FaceTime, whatever, and he doesn't. So I'm like, you know what? I'm about to go work out because I'm pissed off. Like, that's been my thing. Like, if I'm pissed off, I'm going to go work out because why not? And he finally texts me at like 8:30, 8:40. He's like, oh, I'm sorry. Like, you know, we're catching up. She's going through a lot of shit. I'm like, okay, I get that. Like, it's fine, whatever. He's like, well, call when you can. Like, I fucking hate that shit. I don't want to be the first person to call you. Like, when I say, hey, let's chat, I'm expecting you to, like, put in some effort, you know? It's been a one-way street with him. Like, I'm getting tired of it. And I went maybe almost 2 months without talking to him. And, like, every day he texts me or hit me up on Snapchat, handy. I just let it, I turn off all my red receipts so he doesn't know when I'm reading it. He's like, let's chat. Let's watch Outer Banks. I'm just like, I don't have time for the one way shit, you know? Like, I'm not going to have that type of relationship. So my best friend was like, just drop him, dude. I'm like, see, I'm not that type of person. Like, I don't know. Let me just let that shit go. I ain't got time for that. Like, if you're not going to put any effort into our friendship, no, fuck you. So that's what I got. Out of that shit.
Wow.
Exactly. Thank you, Owen. Thank you for your sympathy. let's rant about. Do you have any rants? Heard is a whore. Let's rant about her.
Anything I have to rant about would be probably the new people we're getting at work. Oh. Fuck, dude. They're not gonna last. Okay. They're not.
Climbing that?
Oh, dude, I know it for a fact. I know when people are gonna last and when they aren't. And these fucking people are not gonna last. Because I'm sitting with my sergeant in this meeting. Started the whole new orientation bullshit. Because we're switching companies at work. So I still stay there. I'm just joining a new company to stay there for better pay. And we have certain protocol when it comes to guns coming in.
Mm-hmm.
And like, what happens if one comes in?
And you said a gun?
Yeah.
Okay.
So someone comes in with a gun, and I kept my mouth shut because I wanted to hear what these fucking people had to say. Oh, lordy, I almost left. Because this one dude, dipshit, says, you take it from them, you pull the magazine out, and you clear the whole, or the chamber. And I'm like, yes, if you want to lose your job, fucking go for it, you idiot. You do not touch it. You get the special box. You tell them to fucking take it out with the holster. Keep it in the holster, but take it out. Basically, just take the holster out. Well, the gun's in the holster. Put it in the box. And then you go. You don't touch that shit one bit. Because knowing these dumbasses, they'd fucking pull the trigger. And ooh.
Yep.
Oh, look. Who shot it? Oh, I don't know. Fingerprint it. Oh, look at that. Your fingerprints are right all over it. There you go. So, I'm giving them... I'll be modest. I'm going to say less than 2 months.
Dang. That's a lot of leeway.
Mm-hmm. Really, I don't think they're going to last a month, but you know.
Like, when I did this second interview for... what I'm going for. Yeah, I think so. So we're going to be a CO, correction officer. Applied for a local sheriff's department. Hashtag shout out. Hopefully you guys aren't watching this, but if you are, I'm just not going to say any names. So local sheriff's department.
Oh, you won't. I will. Anyway.
Shut up. I'll say your real name. I'll pull that. until I know like what I can and cannot. Yep. Until I know what I can and cannot say on the interwebs. It's not me. You mean on Twitch?
No.
Anyway. So didn't get the deputy job, which is probably for the better right now. They're saying I have a feeling I don't think I told you this. I have a feeling they reached out to the police department I applied for, 2 months ago? Mm-hmm. Because the sergeant called me, 20 minutes after I got out, and he was like, well, we're not offering a class 1 deputy position right now because we feel like you need to work on dealing with conflict. And I didn't say anything about conflict. I did with the PD when I applied, so I have a feeling they called them. It's like, I get that. I'll be honest, I'm not good at dealing with conflict. I fucking hate conflict. But obviously in this line of work, like, you're going to. And I get that, I understand that. But when it comes down to it, like, I can handle that, you know? So he went ahead and, like, forwarded my application to the CO, or the director of COs, the detention center, whatever. And I did that at, like, 4 o'clock today. The deputy director, she was, or captain deputy director, whatever. Like, words are hard. She's really nice. She said a bunch of people don't last in that job because, like, you have to... she's like, well, if you want to do this, something's got to be wrong with you. And I'm thinking, oh, there's a lot of shit wrong with me. So, should fit in well. But she showed me, like, a bunch of new hires or she showed me, like, a list or whatever I printed out. And all the new hires, they've been there, like, a year or less. I was like, damn. I guess because they either leave or they go to patrol. Which I was like, you know, I'll be honest with you. She's like, or she told me, she's like, well, you want to be a deputy, right? I was like, yes. I was like, unless I absolutely love the job, like, I'm not going to be a CEO for the rest of my career. I mean, I may. I don't know. I see how it is, but hopefully be a deputy here next year, 2 years, be great, maybe less. But Monday, going to sit in a pod for 2 hours. So that should be a lot of fun. She's like, well, you know, there are feces and there's blood and there's this and that. I'm like, yep. Blood, so, feces, piss, spit, you name it. It's going to get thrown at you. Looking forward to that. Not. But you know what? If it makes me a better deputy, then I'm all for it. You know? So.
I'll tell you this. I've had blood. I've had piss and shit thrown at me already.
Dang.
That happened like last year. I was fucking mad, dude. It didn't even get on me, but I was still pissed.
That's disgusting.
I was like, you want to throw piss on me? Ooh.
Not looking for that, man. But you know what? Anything I got to do to get my foot in, I'm down for it. Down for that. Sock him right in the face and be like, what? And I've also been talking to my buddy that's on the local police department here. He's given me a lot of pointers and tips and all that. He was saying he wished he would have started as a CEO as well. Just kind of like learn stuff and help him be a better officer.
I got a tip for you. You ready? Every time you go face to face with someone, size them up, you know, puff your chest out, and look at them and be like, what, bitch, what are you going to do?
The goal is to not piss them off. I'm not about to get stabbed or shanked.
Be like, oh, you're just a little bitch. You ain't gonna do nothing.
You're not. You're smart, which
little bitch.
She, wow. She also was like, well, obviously with new CEOs, they're gonna try and like run you. I'm like, that's not gonna happen. I'll stand my ground. Like, I may look small. Gotcha, bitch. What the fuck was that? What did I say?
Gotcha, bitch.
Oh, exactly. That's what I'm going to tell them. Got you, bitch, because you're not doing shit to me. I'm going to stand my ground, I'm going to puff my chest, and show you who's boss. But, unless I absolutely have to do that, like, obviously stand my ground, I will. But if I have to, like, be an asshole to you, yeah, damn straight. But I don't want to get jumped. So, hopefully, I get what is it, like a stab-resistant vest or some shit? Because obviously, not going to have a gun. Maybe a taser. Have a gun?
Yeah, if you have to take one of the inmates to the fucking hospital, you get a gun, but yeah.
That's what dang. Yeah, I'm not going to have one in there. No, I don't know if they... I don't know if they carry tasers or not.
Some places do. Most time, they can pepper spray. Like,
three cuffs.
They got the less than lethal beanbag rounds and the shotgun hanging up in the control tower. They got fucking pepper ball guns for the cert team, all that fun shit.
That would be fun to be on.
Fucking tear gas grenade.
Okay. I don't know. We'll see. See how it goes.
You what, bitch? You guys want a riot? No, go ahead. Can't have that. Anyway,
my fucking throat hurts, bro. Getting over some shit.
Anyway. We got 10 more minutes on the rants.
That's all I got. Oh, let's not really a rant, but let's talk celebrity crushes. Yeah. Go ahead, my guy. Are we doing like, hold up. Let's set the tone to the atmosphere. Are we talking like gay crushes or like, no gay crushes? Okay. Okay, women. Okay, gotcha.
All right, I know she just recently got married, but
trans women or like just women? Clip that.
Anyway, she just got married.
But she got
married a little bit of a bitch. I'm not gonna lie. Ariana Grande. She
got married?
Yeah, she got married to a little bitch ass photographer.
Who'd she marry?
Oh, but some bitch ass photographer.
Oh, okay.
She can get it though.
Do you like Ariana? Really? Dude, hell no. She's cute. I would say she's cute. I wouldn't say she's hot as fuck. Hell no. I feel like.
Ooh.
Hell no.
Many positions.
No. Yeah, she would like that. Yeah. Editor at positions, thanks.
Wow.
I was gonna say, I feel like celebrity marriages do not last.
No, they don't.
Which is kind of sad.
Celebrities got to get married to the people like us for it to last.
Right. I don't know, man.
Who's yours?
I have two. I think. So, growing up, I mean, she's still hot as fuck. Jessica Alba. Holy shit, bro. She is hot as fuck.
No!
You take that shit back. Fantastic Four? Hell yes, bro. She's hot as fuck. I was probably like 8 or 9, maybe 10. I'm like, Jessica Alba. what?
Yeah, another one. Fucking J-Lo.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Did she got a booty?
I know.
Nah, she got a whole ass, not a booty.
Bro, she got fucking on her back.
Halle Berry, too, bro. She's hot. Oh, yeah. Dude, hold up. Let me go into the Googles real quick.
Into the Googles.
Yep. How old is Halle Berry?
I don't know.
She's 55. Dude, she is still hot as fuck. You cannot tell me.
No, you know another one, though? Salma.
Your mom? What?
Salma. Who?
The
Adam Sandler's wife and grown-ups.
The Latino or Spanish, whatever she is. Yeah, she's hot. Trying to think who else.
Hey, the hell.
Halle Berry in the X-Men movies. Holy shit, dude.
You know who else is, though? Remember Drake and Josh?
Yeah.
Miranda Cosgrove.
No.
Yeah.
No. She's not. I still see her as like the how old she was.
Yeah, a fucking pedophile.
Not me.
How about Mila Kunis?
Yeah, she's hot. Is she still married to what's his name? Ashton Kutcher. See, okay, so they lasted. Hold up.
Remember the game plan with The Rock?
Yeah.
Madison Pettis right now.
Whoa. You fucking pedophile. Join my stream. Dude, you can't tell me she's not hot.
Not in that.
What's her name? Madison
Pettis.
The fuck?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
How old? Oh, she's pregnant?
No, she's not pregnant.
Obviously.
That's a fake picture.
No, it's not. How old is she? Let's
see.
She
is 23. Oh, she's...
She's 23? Dang.
She's a year older than I am.
Yeah. Yeah, she's cute. All right. While we're on this, do you have any more crushes?
Hold on.
What's our timestamp right now?
25 minutes. Ooh. Another 5 minutes.
Okay. No,
we'll hit the mid-roll.
Trying to think who else. She was in The Fosters?
I don't know.
That was a... The fuck is The Fosters? Oh, yeah. The Fosters. That's a good show, dude. I didn't know she was in that. She's cute. Sherry Som?
Okay, what about Kylie Jenner?
Hell no. No, I don't like any of the Jenners. Fuck that.
You wouldn't.
I would not fuck that. You know who? You know who's cute?
Nope.
Caitlyn Jenner. She's such a hot woman. You can't tell me that. There, look.
That is a man. That is a whole ass dude.
He still got his dick. He just tucks it.
That is a whole ass dude. I don't give a shit what any of y'all say. That's a dude.
Yeah, that's... He looks better as a woman, though. Not gonna lie. Look, you can see his dick right there. Look, his dick.
Why are you looking?
I'm not. Look, it's just there.
How about Alexandra Daddario? Alexandra.
I don't know how to spell that.
D-A. No, D-A.
There you go. Her eyes. Who the fuck is that?
She was in Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
She died, poor girl. Nah, she's not hot. Nah, that's she looks
creepy.
That's a bad picture.
Yeah, it is. That's a bad one too.
Yeah.
No, that's
a bad one.
Like finest female celebrities, and apparently people think she is.
Let's see. Oh, Beyonce, dude, Beyonce's hot.
Oh,
you don't
yeah.
think she's hot?
Dude, Melanie Iglesias, look her up. She is fine as fuck.
What about there's Mila Kunis. Megan Fox is too.
No, not Megan Fox. She's not that hot.
What's her name? Jennifer Lawrence? She's hot too. Dude, you can't... Oh, baby. Can't tell me. That's a good picture. Dude, my dad is absolutely... Yeah, they're...
Look up Melanie Iglesias.
They haven't been together long, I don't think. MGK and her. Who the fuck is...
She was on MTV's Guy Code when it, like, first came out, like, a long time ago.
Oh, shit, there you go.
Yeah. Oh. I'd wait for
it. Oh, she's dating Vinny, what's his name? Vinny Guadalupe from Jersey Shore. Dude, I used to love Jersey Shore. Where are my Jersey Shore fans at?
I would wipe her up.
Give me some fist bumps in the chat. If you're a Jersey Shore
no!
fan. Dude, I fucking love Jersey Shore. GTL, baby. GTL.
Yeah, no, she fine as hell.
Gabs are here. Gabs are here. Time to get Gabs are here. You never watched Jersey Shore, bro? The fuck? Dude, it was funny as hell. I don't like any of them now.
Alright, now hit the middle.
Check out our merch and website at PirateKingsPodcast.com.
Do it. Check out our merch and our website.
Now, the topic of the hour.
Topic of the hour. You can start us off.
Johnny... Fucking Depp.
Johnny fucking Depp is also a victim of domestic violence.
He won $10 million
Good for him, man.
15, but due to Virginia being the stupid state that it is, capped it out at $350,000. So he won $10,350,000 and $5 million in punitive damage, but the jury awarded her $2 million. But she has to pay him, she gets nothing. She has to pay him the $10.3 million and gets nothing. And then, did you hear the fucking statement, the balls this bitch had? Oh my god.
I really haven't kept up with it much, to be honest.
Bro, she's still trying to play into the part. I'm innocent, I'm a victim, boo-hoo-hoo.
He's a fucking bitch.
A victim of being a stupid-ass whore.
Dang. You're right.
So this is what she posted after. Alright. The disappointment I feel today is beyond words. I'm heartbroken that the mountain of evidence still was not enough to stand up to the disproportionate power, influence, and sway of my ex-husband. I'm even more disappointed with what this verdict means for other women. It is a setback. It set back the clock to a time when a woman who spoke up and spoke out could be publicly shamed and humiliated.
That's bullshit.
The idea that violence against women is to be taken seriously. I believe Johnny's attorney succeeded in getting the jury to overlook the key issue of freedom of speech and ignore the evidence that was so conclusive that we won in the UK. I'm sad I lost this case, but I am sadder still that I seem to have to fight for a right I thought I had as an American to speak freely and openly. But people are wanting to go after Amber Heard again for lying about Johnny Depp supposedly raping her with a wine bottle or whiskey bottle, whatever the fuck it was.
What? She shat in his fucking bed. Shit in his fucking bed. The fuck? Who does that?
But people want to go after her for lying about that.
Right.
I'd be on board with it.
Dude, I still want to do the... The Johnny Depp run.
Play the video.
Alright. Shout out. Damn. Shout out. This should be his computer screen. What? Huh? Shut up. I was about to say Johnny Depp needs to. This has got to be his motto for the rest of his life.
Gentlemen, my lady, you will always remember this as the day that you almost caught Captain Jack Sparrow.
Almost caught. Captain Jack Sparrow, Amber Turd. Almost caught him.
Arr, matey.
Shout out, Johnny Depp. Good for you, man. I really hope they put him back in the POTC movies.
Huh?
They put him back in the...
He told them to
get
off a long time ago.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, he said he
would have been
a movie for... shitload amount of money and like a million alpacas because he hated Disney so much. Which I don't blame him. Everyone hates Disney.
Nah, I don't blame him. Yeah. But he's so fucking good at Jack Sparrow, man.
He is. They cannot make another Pirates of the Caribbean movie.
No, they can't.
They wouldn't sell anything.
They can't redo that shit. There's no way. Dude, he fucking owned that character. Yep. That's like his best. And Willy Wonka. That was great.
Still fun.
It is.
Come here, kid. But, you want to come to my factory where I give you candy? It turns you into a big blue fucking ball? I'm going to fatten you up with this chocolate. All you have to do is find my golden little ticket.
Oh.
Creepy.
That's code word for dick. That's code word for his dick. Okay.
Gold.
That's...
And then find this golden ticket and come to my factory where I give you candy.
Come to his factory?
Come. He's going to spread that chocolate sauce.
Oh, gross.
A little creepy.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Yeah, I can see that.
You know, I have another rant.
Oh, gosh. Here we go. All right.
You know how many fucking adult jokes are in TV, like kids' TV shows?
A lot.
You know how many are in SpongeBob alone?
A lot.
A lot. And they hide them so perfectly. And then you go back and watch them as an adult, and you're like,
right.
Holy shit. How did I miss that?
When they're behind the garbage can and they're all the dolphin sounds.
Yeah, they were smashing.
I think they were. Is Patrick and SpongeBob, are they like gay lovers?
I think they would be. And then Sandy.
Oh. Had
them sandy cheeks.
You remember when I googled the 18, or it's 18 adult SpongeBob jokes. The time SpongeBob told Patrick his genius was showing, and Patrick immediately covered his crotch. Genius. Penis. Penis. Genius. The random fish named Scooter mistook SpongeBob, SpongeBob's pet seahorse, mystery for a kiddie ride, and inserted a coin into some coin slot. You remember that? He put the coin in his ass. I don't remember this one. Sandy fought a French fish named the Tickler, a reference to a type of condom called a French Tickler. Missed that. SpongeBob added.
Do you remember Johnny Bravo?
Yeah.
That's cartoon, you guys. But they were at a birthday party, and this girl was like, "This is so much fun. I can't remember the last time I was blindfolded." Oh, wait. Yes, I can. Oops.
Dang.
Hidden joke.
SpongeBob gave Patrick a cake that said, "Sorry about the scabbies." Oh, dang. Oh, I remember that.
Ed and Eddie, there's a note in Ed's bathroom that said, "Don't touch yourself." Damn, I don't remember that.
Do you remember when SpongeBob was watching TV and then Gary went in the room and then he like changed it? It was the whatever, like the sea anemone or whatever. It looks like an ass. Looks like porn. Oh.
The Rugrats, there's one that's like, "Man, they cut my umbilical cord." And then there's another baby who lifts up his diaper and goes, "Consider yourself lucky."
Oh, God.
He just sniffed his dick.
Trying to, dude, there's so many in Disney as well.
There's one literally in just Toy Story alone.
Yeah.
It's the fish hook with legs and it was the hooker. Most kids are like, "Why, what?" The hooker. Or when Donald Duck, I don't know if you can see it, he's laying in bed but he's pushing down a boner.
Oh, God.
Ooh.
By the time Mr. Krabs' mind went somewhere else, they're standing in front of the Krabby Patty. SpongeBob said Squidward said I could help by burying myself, and his nose is sticking up. Mr. Krabs says, "Please tell me that's your nose." That's funny.
There's one in Ratatouille. It was a subtle one, and the chef was like, "One can get too familiar with vegetables, you know."
Oh, shit. Bruh.
Shots at women on that one.
Dang. Bruh, we need to do a giveaway again.
Women who fucking...
Is it cucumber?
Yeah,
what?
Fucking weird.
Right.
Let's go get a phone.
I mean... Please don't eat the cucumber after that.
No,
please don't.
It doesn't matter. It was still in there.
I said, "Please don't. Don't do it."
I put a condom on it. Nah, great. Now you got lube on there that you can't eat.
Nope.
Aww. There's one from SpongeBob, and it was a prison joke. He goes, "Look, doubloons." And it was the soap. And he goes, "Don't drop them."
Oh, shit.
Oh.
So many jokes. What else you got?
Oh, remember, okay, I don't know if you ever saw it. It was a regular show on Cartoon Network.
What's all this?
There's one of their handing out flyers, and it says, "Regular blows suck my Mordecock."
Oh, God. Mordecai. No, I never watched that.
Noticed that. What the fuck?
I never watched that show.
Patrick, your genius is showing. Where?
No, it rhymes with genius. Penis. There it is, in case anybody's blonde out there. Oh!
Wow.
I got a dad joke. Got a dad joke. We're bringing back the dad jokes on maybe some pirate jokes. So, somebody at work told me this last week. It's, how's it go? Shit, I put it on TikTok. Hold up. Let me go watch my TikTok. It's, God, let me not ruin this. 1 second. Hold that thought. So, where is it? Is 10 plus 10 and 11 plus 11 are the same? Mm-hmm. Think about it. 10 plus 10, they have the same answer. Do you know that?
Say that again?
So 10 plus 10 and 11 plus 11 are the same. They have the same answer. I told my friend that, and he's like, no, they don't. He didn't think about it. Just think about it. What's 10 plus 10?
20.
Okay, what's 11 plus 11?
Oh, fuck.
22, get it? It's the same. 10 plus 10, I'm not explaining it, because when I explain it, it's not funny. If you don't get it, you're just blind.
I am blind.
I am too, but I was like, because I said at work, I was like, no, that's not the same. And then I was like, oh shit, I get it. That's kind of funny. I died. I love dad jokes. I love dad jokes before I was a dad. And I watch these guys on, are you snorting crack? What the fuck? These guys on TikTok, I forget, it's called Doc Talks. They're hysterical. So, all right, here we go. What did the evil chicken lay? Don't guess, just think.
What did the evil chicken
lay? Ah, deviled eggs. Oh, God. What? I don't get that. How many telemarketers does it take to change a light bulb? Damn, only one.
I forgot the boo sound effect.
Boo. Only one, but he has to do it while you're eating dinner. I don't get that.
Say it again.
It's how many telemarketers does it take to change a light bulb? It says only one, but he has to do it while you're eating dinner.
Yeah, get it? Because telemarketers call while you're eating dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Than I am.
Shut up. Oh shit. I read by law you must turn on your headlights when it's raining in Sweden. How am I supposed to know when it's raining in Sweden? I don't trust stairs, they're always up to something. Why didn't Han Solo enjoy his steak dinner?
It was medium rare.
It was chewy.
No.
Why don't pirates take a bath before they walk the plank?
No!
They wash up on shore.
Kevin Hart knew it was coming.
Oh, God. Alright, here's corny jokes. You ready? Knock, knock.
What?
It's knock, knock, bitch. You don't say what when you answer the door. The fuck?
The fuck you want?
Oh. That's how you answer the door? Answer fucking the door. Say it. Just say who's there. Okay.
What the fuck you want? Who's there?
Let's try again. Knock, knock.
Who's there? What the fuck you want?
No bail.
Get the fuck off my property before I shoot you.
No, there's no bail. God, you're no fun of knock, does it? Fuck no you. No bail. Sorry, I just knocked.
You got 5 seconds to run before I put a shot in your head.
Oh, God. All right, here we go. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Alabama.
Your sister?
Wait. What? Knock, knock. Who's there? Alabama. Anybody with you? No, I'm Alabama by myself. Alabama self. That's not funny. So, the son says, Dad, I'm hungry. Dad says, hi, hungry. I'm Dad. I used to hate that shit, man.
Dude, it used to piss me off.
I sold a vacuum cleaner. It was just gathering dust.
I got one rant to get on real quick. I used All right. Zoom for the first time yesterday.
Really?
Yes. Never the used fun? Zoom before. Never had.
What do you? What are you in 1985?
Yeah, apparently, I used it right. It's fucking stupid.
Yeah, I don't like Zoom.
It's the dumbest thing I ever had to use. I was like, what? Why the fuck did people think this was a good idea?
I don't like it at all. I'd rather...
I just had myself on mute the whole time.
Dude, like, instead of Zoom, can't people just use Discord? I mean, it's the same shit.
And better.
It really? Yeah, it's just... I don't know. It's more user friendly. Yeah, just I don't know.
Because I was like, I hit join meeting and I was like, oh, this meeting's scheduled for May 24th at 10:30 a.m. and I'm like,
right.
Oh, it's the 1st of June. What the fuck?
What?
And I had to go through like a bunch of stupid steps that no one even told me.
Yeah.
And then I finally got it to work and I'm like, this is fucking retarded. Like, Zoom is a waste of fucking time.
It is.
Fuck y'all, whoever uses Zoom.
Let's talk about... So, next episode will be PKP Paranormal. Or PK Paranormal. There it is.
There it is, King's Paranormal.
So...
Yeah.
What... Do listeners want to hear us talk about paranormal? We should bring somebody on. Who can we bring on? I don't know. Maybe.
Terrified of ghosts.
Me.
Besides you.
Oh, we're gonna play Faz. We're gonna play Faz.
Huh?
Let's try and get two people to play Faz with us that have cameras. How would we record or see our screens there? Unless it's just us.
That we could just do. We would just record a normal video with it, and then put it up on the channel. Cause live stream it there wouldn't.
Yeah.
I don't think people would listen to that. Us just playing a game.
Probably not.
And they can't even see it. They'd be like, "What the fuck is going on? Why? Am I loud enough to you?"
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I turned you up earlier because you were low, but...
I don't know why my mic was so low, but you know what? He's whatever.
I don't know. Maybe we'll play fast. Maybe we'll... Maybe not for an episode, but maybe for, like...
Although just for shit. Here's one thing we have to discuss. Should we bring the old background back? Or should we keep it on the blue line flag?
I'd say keep it on blue line. down for that.
Go fuck yourself.
Go fuck yourself. So,
we gotta send
listeners. Beep. Oh, God. Do we?
It's funny how it keeps doing it on Instagram.
Oh, I know.
I just bleeped it. I'm like, oh.
Dude, that shit makes you laugh so much. I was like, yes. All right, listeners and watchers on Spotify and YouTube, what's up? If there's specific topics you want to talk about on PK Paranormal or topics in general, email our handy dandy team at PrideKingsPod@gmail.com, or I could put up a Q&A on Anchor, I think, or Spotify, maybe Spotify, so you can be more interactive with us. Yeah, that's what I'm looking for, more interactive. Trying to think we can get on the podcast paranormal wise. I don't know, we may or may not have a special guest.
This is a preview of a censorship.
P.S. I have never had sleep paralysis, and at that time I could.
Okay, it's just hold up. It's just gonna take a second here. We're just gonna talk. Okay.
All right, we gotta take out this stream short. I can't do it anymore.
bro,
what it wants to censor. It really does.
That story scared the fuck out of me. I couldn't fucking sleep. I thought I was like, yeah, I thought I was like seeing shit at the corner of my eye, freaking the fuck out, bro. So,
like a baby.
I didn't. Maybe next week or next episode, I'll talk about something. I'm not talking about it right now because I'm scared shitless about it and not claiming that. Before we go, so next episode, PK, PK Paranormal, will come up with a topic. Go listen to our personal encounters and Reddit stories. The fuck are you doing right now?
I don't know.
All right, before we go, one more dad joke. I'll leave you with this, and then we can hit the mid-roll. Are you ready?
You mean outro, not mid-roll?
Not mid-roll, outro. Shut up. So, real quick, little outro for you. Thanks for listening. Thanks for hanging out. Thanks for putting up with our shit, like, to be honest. Not gonna lie.
For 2 seasons.
2 seasons, man. Episode 6. I feel like, I mean, I know people are listening to us, but, dude, I'm down for this, like, just for the shits and giggles between us.
Tour.
If you want to sponsor us to go on tour, or if, you know, if you need a DJ to open for you, I got you.
If you need, you need a, I got you.
Hell yes. If you need a wedding DJ, anyway. If you need a wedding DJ, hit me up. DJCandyKid.com. Shout out. New website.
Security for that wedding. So you guys don't attack the DJ, hit me up too. Pay me. I'm doing this shit for free.
Hell no.
Get me all my money. I'm going to fucking beat the shit out of you.
He would
on you, and I'll be like, someone about to ride the lightning.
Oh, bro, you gotta tase yourself on stream one day. One day. I don't think we need a. If we get okay, so next time we post something on TikTok, I gotta figure something out. I don't know. If we get X amount of views, you gotta tase yourself one day. I don't know what I was going to say. I was kind of rambling. 1,000 views. All right. New challenge. And now,
I got 10,000 views. What are you talking about?
The
first one we ever did.
Like Meet the Kings?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. You know what?
I put like the whatever fucking like music or sounds are like.
Right. See, that's the thing that's the thing I hate about TikTok is, like, you have to do certain sounds, certain hashtags. You know what? I'll post a video.
Hashtag FYP, hashtag Taser.
Hashtag your mom. So I posted a video. I'll get back in this episode and pick something funny or do some shit or make something. If we get 1,000 views, Mr. Captain Martinez will tase himself live on stream. Shut up. All right.
Live on TikTok.
Live on the talk. Ooh. I could go live on mine. All right, last dad joke of the night. What do you call a bear with no teeth?
A gummy bear.
Fucker.
You picked
the most basic one. All right, they fired. That was funny, a gummy bear. All right, last one, last one. This is more of a statement than a joke. I was just reminiscing about the beautiful herb garden I had when I was growing up. Good times. Good times. You can hit the outro.
No! No. Yeah, Kevin and I had it right. No!
Alright. Peace out. Peace out.
Thanks for listening to the Pirate Kings. Hold fast, landlubber, for the next episode.